whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 302. Today is Saturday, July 9th, 2022, or if you're, in cold Brisbane, Australia, it's Sunday, July 10th. Yay! I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is Nisi. Good morning, how are you?
Hello, I am here.
Excellent. That's always a positive thing. Yay. And very excited to catch up with Taco is here. There she is. Good morning.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you for joining us and really excited to catch up with you and see how you've been, see what you've been doing, because we know you've been busy. You've been all over the state of the challenges for the last month or so, which is amazing and fantastic. But let's do a catch up. So for those people that don't know who Taco is, tell us a little bit about yourself and then what have you been doing the past while?
Well, I'm Taco. I prefer soft shell to hard shell. Oh, wait, that might not be what you want to know. just been up to pretty much just work. Work and gaming, because why not? It's fun being an adult.
Wow. Excellent. Why is Ash in our podcast channel?
I don't know. I was Ash, just going to ask you.
I don't know why you should be in here, but you shouldn't. So I'm going to...
I'm very confused.
I am too. That's a little weird. I don't know why you're in there. But we're going to drop you out. I don't know, maybe you wanted to come and say good morning, but that's not what we do. Sorry about that. Sorry, that just threw me. It's like that's not supposed to happen. Challenge-wise, that you've been back, what things were you doing while, in between, before coming back to the challenges? Like, were you busy playing other games, or just mostly life has been chaotic?
Life and playing other games. I've been pretty heavy into a game called 7 Days to Die. It's like Minecraft with better graphics.
Okay.
And just, that's pretty much it. Been playing just other random little games and just needed some time off from WoW. I was just getting burned out and it just wasn't fun anymore. It is now. I'm back. Don't worry.
Nice.
It's still banging my head against the leveling wall, but you know.
It's a that's a very interesting point. Burnout. I find it, like, for a lot of people, it's a very real thing. It's such a thing, whether it's real life, whether it's games you play, etc. So, like, for both of you, and this is a question for you too, Nisi, is that something that you're ever afraid of getting burned out with a game? Like, we love WoW, we play a lot of WoW, we do the challenges. Is that something either of you are ever afraid that the burnout will hit and you struggle to come back? Or is it more just like, I need that break, now I'm refreshed, let's go again?
For me, it was kind of, I just really needed the break. I didn't want to get so burned out that I'd never play again. And I just kind of gotten, because there's a couple of big updates that came out for 7 days, and just got really focused on that. And it was actually Niecy. I saw her streaming, and she was streaming some of her challenge tunes, and I'm like, huh, that sounds like fun. I'm going to go play.
Nice.
Oh, man. For me, I'm definitely feeling the burnout right now, mm-hmm. but only because I've been pushing so hard to complete my mission. I will be taking a challenger break for a little bit once I get this done. That'll be nice to focus on some other stuff for just a little bit, but I'll still be in the game to a degree because I'm going to be on the Dragonflight testing team. So I'll still be doing things. I just might not be streaming them. Mm. But I definitely am feeling I need to just kind of chill. I went through a period before I started getting back into the challenges where I'd log in for like a day and my sub would like lapse for periods where I was like, I'm not feeling it right now. And I didn't touch it for a couple months. And then I came back. And so, I mean, I'm definitely in that place where I'm like, okay, I want to take my break now, but I'm also on a time clock for when Dragonflight's coming in. So I can't really pause in what I'm doing right now if I want to finish this.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to finish this as fast as I can, as safely as I can. But yeah, I definitely do feel it.
Mm. Yeah. It's a very interesting topic, how we all deal with that. And even when it comes down to something as simple or complex, whichever way you want to look at it, as, you know, just doing challenges within the bigger World of Warcraft that we have. So so thank you for the answers on that. It's always interesting to hear. Do you want to ask Taco the next one, please?
So, Taco, I think I already know the answer to this one, but which challenge are you currently focused on and why? And also, is there a specific race or class combo that you are using for said challenge?
Ooh, yes, there is. I mainly do Bloodthirsty just because I like the stand-and-shoot places. There's a mm-hmm. couple of instant spawn areas, some safer than others, as you can see my death count. that I just like arcane mages. Mm-hmm. Though when I did get to 40, I switched a little bit to fire because mana was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit slower, but it was a little bit safer for me until I do stupid things to get myself killed. I just have always liked Bloodthirsty because I don't have to worry about finding things for a quest or running into a quest mob that's too hard, or it's just, I say mindless. I don't mean brainless in a bad way. I just something where I can zone.
Yeah.
Still focused on the game.
Less stressful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
No, agree. Completely agree. It's nice to be able to zone out when, you know, if you've got this little patch that you can just go, I'm going to mindlessly slaughter, kill all the things, and take your mind actually off that and focus on, you know, something else, or just kind of zone out to the... I know I like doing that on my warrior where she just, you know, like charge and like pull and charge and just round and round, and you know, it's quite cathartic.
It so, really is. Mm. And there's been days where I've come home and just really not talk to anybody, but only take messages from the boyfriend or my mom, and that's it.
Yeah.
And just play and shoot things and try not to kill myself.
Yeah. We understand that. Okay, so far, in particular, since you've been back, or in the Shadowlands expansion, what's been your fondest challenge memory so far?
This one actually happened just, I want to say it was about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in one of my farming spots, and this little mage just comes up, starts hitting the stuff I was. I'm like, hey, can you please not? They asked why, you know, I gave them the link to the challenges and everything. And so for the next about 10 minutes, we just were slash dancing each other.
Nice.
And just random emotes and stuff. And a lot of people, when I'm like, hey, can you please not? Here's why. They'll be like, oh, well, you can go somewhere else. And this person was just super nice and was like, oh, can I just skin the stuff? And they're actually now on my friends list.
Nice. Oh, that's so cool. It's, wow. That's really such a positive interaction.
That is actually, I like never get anybody to answer me back, and I'm like, hey, could you not do that? No response whatsoever, and they just keep hammering away, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it always intrigues me how there's no one in the zone, so you go to your spot, start killing stuff. All of a sudden, someone comes and joins you, and you're like, there's a whole freaking zone. Why? It's like going down the grocery aisles. Nobody's in the aisle. So I'll stand there and I'll be like, you know what? I want to have a look in the ingredients. I want to check out like all the tomato sauces. I want to see what's really good. You know, got to watch the allergies, got to watch this. So I stand there, start reading, checking out. Sure enough, somebody will come. Stand right next to me and then lean across me and go, excuse me. And it's like, why? I find the same thing. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I the only one? Because I...
Oh, no, no.
I think I've got this radar on me that says, please, if you see me by myself looking intently and researching stuff, come annoy me. Anyway.
Yep.
Well, that's really good. That's a really lovely interaction. We love that. That's awesome. Okay, what else have we got Nisi for?
All right. So, how have you found leveling since you've come back to the game? And what all have you been up to? Like, where have you been leveling? You don't have to give away your secret spots, but you know, maybe an idea of what zone you're
in. Secret spots. Taco's secret spots.
Well, if I've sure done title. Some particular if I've done some particularly stupid deaths, I will take the safe way, which is kind of how I, well, you'll see later on the bloodthirsty list. I start out basically in Elwynn Forest, and I always play Night Elf Mage, just because, hey, you know, you get the little, what do they call that? I don't remember what it's called.
Shadow meld.
Thing where you can go invisible. There we go. And I will just kill boars at McClure Vineyard until I reach about 15. And then I go to wetlands to a instant spawn spot where there's, you know, some dragons and some orcs.
Yep.
There's two spots very close to each other where they're instant spawn.
I think one, I know where you're talking about.
One is faster, but the other is safer.
Right.
I'll go there till about 25, and then I head over to Borealis. Oh, where is it in Borealis? Fallhaven, the pigs. I'll hit those till 30, and then I found another spot where once you hit 30, you can go to, and it's two beavers that spawn continuously. And they are yellow.
Yeah.
And... but you can still do stupid stuff and die to them too. And that's pretty much it. I sometimes I'll look for other stuff. I mean, I just kind of do what I want.
Yeah. Nice. We understand that. It's, I mean, I suppose that's one of the things that we have such a variety of choice in where to go. No matter what challenge tune that you're playing, you know, with Chromie Time and all of that, but the amount of zones that we have is, it still blows my mind. It's still,
yeah, it's kind of funny, more zones opened up for us and I haven't moved from the spot I'm in. I'm like, no, nah, I'm just gonna stay here.
Yep.
Sometimes
I don't want to move.
It's all about safety.
Stick with it.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. It's like, I know this works, and I know the vendor trash can net me up some decent gold by the time I'm out of here and head to Shadowlands. I can get my 50 gear.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stay here.
I normally find, I don't know if you guys find it or the chat room either, as soon as I delve off my normal path, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Every single time. I don't think I've made through. And it's funny because on the iron that I'm playing at the moment, and I'm trying to source different places, and I'm just like, I'm just like, this is gonna go bad.
But yeah, there's been a couple times where I'm like, do I want to, you know, go over there just to change things up? And I'm like, don't do it. And then there's times where, like, well, maybe I should try this spec just to break things up a little. I'm like, don't touch it. You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You've survived this long. Leave it alone.
Yep. If it ain't broke, as they say. Mind you, I think sometimes to try something different or new with your challenge tune, I think you've got to be in a very good mindset.
If I'm going to do something completely changed up, I will just make a new one. So that way, if something goes wrong, it's a low level and I don't feel quite so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I die a lot, so I rarely ever feel bad about it.
Well, that is a really... Oh, I forgot to take that on off. Oops. Ignore that.
Disregard that one.
Disregard that. Speaking of deaths, because it's always, you know, it's one of the things that happens. What has been your worst or most embarrassing ways that you've died as a challenge tune? Tell us.
I mean, probably the most embarrassing, but also the funniest, was way before I took the break. Not taking my hands off the keyboard, sneezing, and falling off a ledge and dying. That was one.
I love it.
But since I came back, I have lost a number of tunes, and they were all at 37. Because of a 7 Days to Die streamer. Well, we'll blame him.
Yep.
If anybody is wanting to know who I'm talking about, I won't advertise him here. You can just shoot me a Discord message or something. I'll let you know. But he does this thing called Freebie Friday, and we'll give away Steam gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Three times I have died because I had to claim in his Discord channel gift cards that I've won.
Ow.
But I think every time that's been worth it. Because it's like, hey, I had $45 to play with at the Steam Summer Sale.
Wow.
That's nice.
45. Yeah. Lost a tune.
Yep.
Make another tune. I've still got $45 to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
That lessens the pain a bit.
Yep.
That's it. Exactly. Oh. So, do you find with your deaths that they are normally something that's like that you've controlled, or do quite a few also come from like environment, whether that's DC, you know, another player, anything like that? Like, is there a difference? Or is it like me where, just done something stupid and ended up dead?
The ones that have been my fault, like the alt-tabbing out so I can claim my prize, and you know, stuff like that, since it's timed, I didn't mind. But what gets me the most is when I'm in one of my instant or fast spawn areas. Mm-hmm. People come around and will be killing stuff that's away from me, but they're still in that area that speeds up the spawning.
Yeah.
And I'm not able to get away, or my shadow melds on cooldown, or something like that, and then I die. Those make me a little perturbed, but as much as I die, you get used to it after a while.
We understand. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing and catching up with you. It's great. And again, you know, good luck with your tunes. We know you've been very busy. It would be lovely to see a arcane mage make it to level 60. Seems really weird saying levels or fire, exactly. A mage is always always good to get to max
level.
Yes,
it'd be nice to have another one up there.
Yes, we haven't, I don't think...
I'll try.
Have we only got one? One mage? Just trying to think. Yeah, okay.
To my knowledge. Yeah. I think the others are hunters.
Could be. Yeah, that sounds
too thirsty was a hunter. I think Zaya got one, I think, that was a hunter too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it's always nice for like these squishy classes, like our clothies, to do really well. So good luck with that. Now, hit us with how's your week been? What you been in doing? Busy leveling?
Oh yeah, I was busy leveling. It was an environmental thing that killed my highest ever challenger two and made it to 49. Hit 49.
Yep.
15 seconds later, I was dead.
Oh no! What happened?
Because I was in the Fallhaven area. I went back there.
Yep.
To the pigs. And I had killed the three that were in my area. And all of the sudden, all three of them and the two on the other side of the fence spawned at the same time. And they all rushed me, and I had no way to get out of there.
Ouch. But wow.
I did start another one right away. I'm up to 20... I just hit 27 for the stream.
Nice! Well done! That's awesome!
And the thing is, even with losing all the tunes, I'm still bringing in between 30 to 40,000 a week.
Yep.
So,
what the heck are you selling?
Everything.
Nice.
Anything that I can put on the auction house, I put on the auction house.
My auction house doesn't sell like that. Like, there'll be stuff up there that people keep putting up for the same price, but it doesn't ever change. It's the same people putting the same thing up, and it's never different stats or anything. So I'm like, they're just relisting. And my auction house doesn't move like that. So, dang. Yeah. Must be a warm rest accord thing.
Yep, I undercut. And I get a lot of the pets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of blue armor, things like that. And the prices of the greens are crazy. When there's one up there for 600 gold, I'll have the same item level. I'll put it up for 250 and it'll sell in an instant.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, I mean, it's just like play money on the challenge soon. Whatever you make is like, what do they call it? Like gravy. That's awesome.
I used to buy WoW tokens.
Yeah, I don't think the price is very good at the moment.
No. I'm ahead by about 4 months, so I don't have to worry about any tokens for game time for a while.
Yeah. Oh, well done. That's awesome. Commiserations on the 49. Wow, but well done for getting to 49. Yes. And that's
new personal best.
I know.
That's like... another reason I wasn't so sad about it.
Yeah.
I was chatting with another challenger, Ominia, when it happened, and he's like, well, just think of it this way, new personal best. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Still hurts a bit, but
it does.
But you're back to 27 already. Like, that's awesome. You've done so well. That's amazing. Well, I hope you have a gentler week, let's just say that. And hopefully make another personal best at like 60. Yay! That would be...
Hey, that's the idea.
That would be good. Alrighty. Well, thank you for that. Niecy, how'd you go this week?
Well, we got a little bit done. Fair and I wrapped up the Darkmoon Fair overview post that we were working on, and that went up last weekend. So we're going to try to make sure that gets posted once a month when Darkmoon Fair rolls in.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we've got it set up, it's kind of similar to past world events, but not exactly, because some of the stuff needed a little more explaining and wasn't quite as straightforward. So it is a little bit of a read. Sorry, it was a beast of an article to put together. There was a lot of moving parts to that one. But we've got one now, so that's good, because we kind of needed one, I think, to a small degree.
Yeah.
And aside from that, I did some bloodthirsty leveling this week. So
excellent.
We're getting there. We got the warrior to 44.
Nice.
Got the shaman to 52. and got the Demon Hunter to 56. So
nice.
Little peek on the shaman that I have to kill the moths because I couldn't upgrade all of her gear before I went into Shadowlands because the prices on my server were outrageous and I wasn't spending 9,000 gold for a level 50 item. I didn't even have 9,000 gold on that character. Wow. So I was like, yeah, no, that ain't happening.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know the people on my server on that auction house, but
yeah, seems
they're crazy.
Seems a bit
I'm so... like, it's a level 50 green. No.
I'm guessing the price is because of transmogging option.
It wasn't even that good of a transmog in my opinion, but my servers have been, well, my server set has been kind of quiet. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe a lot of people are on hiatus at the moment because there's times before where it was just popping and now I can go in and see maybe two people run by me. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's certainly, there seems to be a lot of people off taking breaks, obviously waiting for
recharging.
Yeah. Yeah. Waiting for Dragonflight and all that stuff. But, anyway, you're making progress, which is great. Three to go, yes. Which is fantastic. Yes. It's getting closer. So hopefully. Yeah, like Chris says, maybe it'll help when all the auction houses are connected. Yeah, it's, you know.
Are maybe. They doing that for Dragon?
We'll see. I think they're talking about it for 9.2.7.
I mean, I'm connected to like six, seven other servers right now that all got smooshed together, I guess, due to lower population. So I don't know. I mean, it kind of helped a little bit when they did that, but now prices are just, I'm like sitting there scratching my head. I'm like, are people really buying this or are you just throwing your fishing pole in the water and seeing who's going to spend the money? Mm. Like, I don't know.
It's interesting how many things are becoming like connected. It's like, well, does that mean in time they're just gonna make one big world, like for the zone? I don't know, you know, it just seems
it would be interesting. I know I've seen other servers that I don't normally see getting filtered into my shard when I'm playing, like realms I'm not connected to, so I'm like, okay, I've never seen you talk before, but all right.
Yes. All right. Well, we will see Chris's. Though I'm not sure if things outside of trade items are going to be connected. Yeah, it's. I guess it's one of those things we wait and see. But it is that lull at the moment within the game.
Yeah.
Like for a lot of people, as you said, they step away, do other things. It's.
I think
not
they're
quite
busy
time.
Doing summer stuff, at least here in the States. And...
yeah.
Maybe just recharging before Dragonflight comes in and stuff. So I don't know. It hasn't felt as busy. I still have the one leather farmer that's been a thorn in my side that's still there. Yeah. So I don't know what their deal is, but I know I've seen a lot fewer people at times where there didn't used to be that few people. So I'm like, something feels weird.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I did manage to get a little bit of playtime on my Iron Lita. She hit 28.
Yay!
So yay! That was one of those things. And then I got COVID, and it's been a really shit week. But I've spent nearly a good 4 days in bed, so did not get just sitting up was a little bit of a strain. However, we are much better and do not recommend. It was horrid.
At least you're improving.
Yes, it was, you know, and then I've got like, my boss is like, oh, I was just sick for 24 hours. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, don't tell me that. So yeah, it's not been fun. But anyway, one of the things that I did have happened to me, I was not on a challenge tune, but I was on my main. And again, I just want to reiterate this to everyone, because if it can happen on my main, where she is like fully geared, has all the things, And I'm standing there. I'm not doing... I finished killing my mobs. I'm standing there. I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do? And somebody goes rushing past me with about eight mobs following them. And I'm just looking at it. And you know when it happens in slow-mo in your head that you're kind of like going... I've not touched them. Voidy's standing there. Voidy's being very good. We've not done anything. And all of a sudden, they've turned around and come straight for me. And I'm like, how is that possible when I've not done any aggro? I've not done anything. So again, be very careful. Obviously, if I was on a challenge tune, I would have been dead. There would have been no if spots because was at least eight tunes. But being on leader, I can easily AoE, like, they're dead. But that pissed me off so much. Yeah,
because, you know, you see them running by and then you freeze. And you're like, I'm not going to do anything. We're just going to stand here.
Yep.
They'll run back. They'll leash. Yep. They'll reset. And then we'll go about what we were doing. It's like, nope.
And I'm like, how does it... They've leashed. They're coming back. And then I get the aggro. Like, I don't get it. So, that was most frustrating and most annoying. And I was really cranky for a good, like, 5-10 minutes. Because I was like, how is that a thing when I've not pulled aggro? And as they've leashed to go back, they've just... like headed straight for me. I didn't think that was what leashing was supposed to be able to be doing, or I'm not sure. So just please be very, very careful if there are other people around you on your challenge turn, because to me it was very weird that happened. When I didn't pull aggro, I wasn't fighting. I was purely standing there working out my options. And I had... like, I don't even know. And then I was swore at, and it was a bloody Alliance player too.
Voidy must have been, you know, trash-talking them as they ran by. That's the only thing I can think of. But no, it shouldn't have aggroed, especially when it was cross-faction tag. Like, hello?
Yeah, so... I don't really know, but I'm just putting that out. Just be very aware of your surroundings, especially of other players. So, because it might end up messy. All right. Well, that's pretty much been my week. So let's get into this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All right. So, accordingly, and I had heard this rumor as well. Let me just put that in there. There is rumored to be alpha testing for Dragonflight starting on July 14th, which is this coming week. So, so we'll see. How it goes. Again, if you're interested, if you get into alpha, if you get into the beta, if you're keen to test challenge tune stuff out so we can formulate the plan for where Dragonflight will take us with our challenge tunes, please reach out to us. We've got a list of people that will be testing stuff. I've got a Google Doc for people to put stuff in. So, you know, if we find that things happen, whether they're a bit janky, not working, good things, you know, that we've got people right across looking at the various challenges to get a good indication before it goes live. Obviously, as we know, when things go live, all the testing that we've done might not mean anything because Blizzard goes and changes it. But to be prepared is what we try to do. So,
that was quite the change they did, though. They did not document that they were adjusting quite that hard that I saw anywhere. Would have been nice if we had known, but, you know, things do tend to go right out the window when it's live, which is why we, like, don't jump in right away with your challengers. You might want to take a test character through on your own to see how things are going to react. Do make sure that you guys have opted in to the beta possible net to try to help us, because we don't know if we're gonna get any keys or anything. So just make sure you've opted in, so that way you have a shot of getting in, and if you do get in and you're on the potential test team, let us know. And then Lita will send you the document if you're still willing to help us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the more the merrier. And even if you can only test, like, on one tune or whichever, just having that to help would be, you know, would be awesome.
Oh,
so,
because some people have challenges that they're stronger in than others and know better than others. And so every little bit helps. It means that it's that much less that, you know, Lita has to look at on her own, or, you know, the rest of us as we get in over time to beta can look at. Because it was a little rough for Shadowlands. I think it was like 4 or 5 of us that were like scrambling to cover every challenge and every in and out of everything.
And obviously we can't cover absolutely everything, and Blizzard does have a habit of just making life more difficult when things go live and changing things. But if we've got a plan, the last thing we want to do is have no plan, it goes live, and then we're scrambling for a month trying to get things together. So, yeah. So reach out, contact us through Discord, send me an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com, reach out on Twitter, all the things and stuff if you're keen to be part of the testing crew. That would be good. All right, let's do our State of the Challenges. Where? Here it is. I don't know why it doesn't come up and save for you guys, but I like my little trumpet, and I can't figure out why you can't hear it. It's weird, but it's cute. Anyway, irons! Taco, how did the irons go this week?
Well, irons, starting at number 10, Maraxis. At level 27, Iron Lita, level 28.
Wow.
Wild Shot, level 30, lost to the Nether. Excuse me. Fangren, 31. Nick Z, level 33. Hunter Akar, something like that, level 35. At number 4, Purity, at level 39. At number 3, we have Dank Iron at level 40. And at number 2, we have Zaya Jelly at 52. And at number 1, we have Nimyua at level 52, RIP.
Ouch. All right. Well done. I can't believe I'm at the list.
Yeah, that was shocking.
That was shocking.
And good way. Yeah. And wasn't too bad of a week for the irons this week either.
Yeah, interesting.
Better than last time.
Yes, exactly. All right, hit us with the Bloods, Niecy, please.
All right, so 10th spot for Bloods this week, Cardalyn, level 16. 9th, Crip at 21. 8th, I'm Not Dying at 21. 7, Taco Mania, which is what I think it's supposed to be. Sorry if it's not. Okay. I tried adding an extra N in there when I was typing it out, and I'm like, no. And so that's level 26. Azzy BT, level 30 in 6th place this week. 5th, Zaya Bingra at 43. 4th, Troll Your Soul at 44. 3rd, hey, it's Taco at 49. R.I. P, sadly, but new personal best, so yay. Second, Tidal Soul at 52, and first, Soul Glaive at 56.
Nice. Well done, and again, commiserations. Mind you, that's not a bad week for the Bloods either. So,
no, it's not.
You know, so, yeah. All right, Passies, Taco, what have we got?
At number 10, we have Brexit Arena at level 15. At number 9, we have Ferrocello at 22. At number 8, we have Careful at level 24.
Nice.
At 7, we have Vargas at 31. At number 6, we have P Rogue, or could be Probe, at level 34. Level 5, we have Peaceable at 34. Number 4, we have Green Parse at 35. Number 3, we have Chill Lee at 35 as well. Number 2, Assy Passy at 40.
Wow.
And nice. Yeah. And Never Died Passy at level 50 is in our what? Number 1 spot.
But
that is so definitely a level change.
That Never Died Back?
Maybe that's the only that. One that's I leveling. And Taco, it's a different level than what it was before, because before it was in the 40s. So,
wow.
Fairly certain it was in the 40s.
Okay, that's cool.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's a level change.
Look at Assy, 40 on a Passy.
I know. That's exciting.
That is very exciting. Excellent. All right. Can you take the tins and the greens, please, Niecy?
Sure. So tins this week, we've got 2. Second tin on our list this week is Arundel at 46. And first tin this week is Patience at 47. For greens, we had 4 checking in this week. So fourth was Gren Green at level 20. Third is Krupp at 29, but lost to the Nether, sadly. Second was Assy Green at level 50, and first was Celadon at 59.
Oh, Cell. Oh.
Getting close. Nice to see Cell back.
Yes. Well, that's very, very good. And Assy, again, 50 on a green. What? That's so good, so good. All right, last slot is Working Man. Taco, what have we got?
We have 4 Working Men this week. Number 4, we have Tintax at level 19. Number 3, we have Tinker at level 20. Soul Blister, level 47, is number 2. And Fair Winter is number 1 at level 58.
Wow, nice. Well, honestly, I know we've had a couple of deaths this week, and commiserations to everyone that lost tunes. But that's blowing me out of the water with the amount of leveling. Well done, guys. That's awesome. So hopefully, fingers crossed on all of the things. But nice looking week. So good luck for the coming week, guys. All right. Let's do this one.
Hey, yo! It's Chit Chat!
Ah, good old goblin sorts. All right, Niecy, I'm assuming this is yours?
Yeah, I just didn't color it.
Okay, that's all right. Can you do your little joke, and then Taco, you've got yours ready?
Sure do.
Okay, all right, Niecy, okay. You go first.
So what part of a flamingo has the most feathers? The outside.
I
gave him
so hard.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right, Taco, hit us with it.
All right. The machine at the coin factory just suddenly stopped working with no explanation. It doesn't make any sense.
I was kind of waiting. It's just like it took me a minute. I like it. That's good. All right. Time is here. Stolen joke of the week. A ship carrying red paint and a ship carrying blue paint collide in the middle of the ocean. Both crews were marooned.
Wah, wah.
Okay. Thank you, Tiber. So, reminds me of a joke my husband told me the other night. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
I'm choosing to ignore it.
All right. Nice. Okay, so we said that we were going to help you pick some... Excuse me. Oh, my throat. See, it gets to a certain point, and then it's just like, eh. Okay, so taco names. Let's go. Nisi, you've come up with some names for Taco's tunes. So hit us with what have we got that we can suggest to her?
Okay, so hopefully you haven't used any of these. I don't remember your full list. When I'm having trouble, I'll usually take the name I want to use, and then I'll go through the spell list and see if I can kind of mesh them together. So we've got Magic Taco, Blinky Taco, Taco Bolt, Taco Barrage, Taco Blast, That's a Wrap, Lettuce Wrap, Bloody Bell, Crunchy, and Soft Shell.
Yes. Just use all of them at some point. So give me about 2 weeks.
They're great. That's some really good names. I can't wait for that. That's amazing. Anyone from the chat room got any taco names? Just pop them in and we'll go through that in a sec. Okay. All right. We have got... From Valentina in our Discord, are we allowed to use the scouting maps on our challenge? I was going to say challenge creators. What? Words are hard today. Challenge characters. Answer is yes, all toys are allowed. However, don't forget Discovery XP will not be given if you are using the scouting maps now. You will need to weigh what you would rather have. Have the flight points or the Discovery XP. The other thing is don't forget that each expansion has its own scouting map.
Yes.
So if you're going to go get it, don't go and get it on Challenge soon because they're like 10,000 gold each. Use your main or your bank tune or whichever, go purchase them because once they've hit the account, your toys are account wide. And then you can use them with your challenge tune if that's what you want to do. So just keep that in mind. Blizzard had changed how to use them. Very annoying change. Don't agree with the change personally. Why they just didn't leave it the way it was would have been good, because we didn't get all the flight points even then. There was quite a few that you still had to...
Yeah, they like give you like main hub or something.
And just, yeah. So, but yeah, it's a way up on whether that's something that you want to do, because if you get to the zone, you'll be running around thinking, why aren't I getting XP? Because you've opened it with the scouting map. So yeah, that's on that. Taco-tastic. That's a good one. I like that one. Chris's Nisi and I think alike. I'd gone with hard and soft. Plus taco salad, taco bowl, taco bell, taco time. Nice. That's really good. Splat taco from Ash. No, we don't want that for taco. Spicy taco. That's a good one. That's a good one. There's a lot of really good ones. Okay. Nisi, do you want to take the one from Mrs. Rock Guru on Discord, please?
Okay.
Yeah, because I know the story behind this one. So, yes. Mrs. Rocker had actually asked me this question during my stream, but I directed her to Fair because I knew Fair would remember the full and correct answer, because my version of the answer was very hazy and kind of, maybe. So, so Mrs. Akru said that she was fishing in Stormwind and found out she wasn't getting any upgrade on her old Azeroth fishing skill. So she wasn't getting fishing leveling up points for base fishing in Stormwind. So she was asking if we have found that capital cities no longer give fishing levels. And Fair refreshed my memory with this answer, saying that only fishing points you can get in capital cities now are for Shadowlands level fishing. Darnassus, you can get points of an old favorite quest when you fish outside the city, but stocking up the fishing quest in the city gives no points. Okay. And the same is true at Darkmoon Fair. The only points you get are if you have Shadowlands fishing, but upside is you don't get as much trash when you are fishing in the capital cities now, or any trash really. You're just getting like the straight fish for the quests. She levels her Shadowland fishing in Stormwind and Darkmoon Fair to get to level 25 for the world fishing quests. Okay. Now I think if you go like outside of Elwynn or outside of the zone that the capital cities are in, I think then you'll start getting the fishing points in like the base fishing, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly.
Okay.
We were looking at it at like 3 a.m. the one time when we noticed it, so I'm a little hazy on what zones we were finding the old the base fishing points being awarded, but
I don't know why they have to keep putting stuff like fishing, like why do they keep separating into expansions? Just make it, you know, 1 to 300, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
just let us level straight up. Like, this is just, there's so many changes coming in that it's getting really difficult to remember what change goes where. And I think Fair and I were saying it was consistently inconsistent. So we're constantly racking our brains trying to remember what went where to what expansion.
Yeah, it would be nice if they could just do, and obviously they can't do it with everything, but for a set of, like, for your professions, your secondary professions even, like, just make it a base. Keep it simple, Sunshines. Like, kiss
principle. Like, fishing, you would feel like that should just be a base number. You can only catch these fish really past this number for that expansion. Just go there and get them.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have to have all of this, oh, you can only do this here now. And that just happened. Like, we didn't even know they were doing it. It just, bam. Yeah. And we're like, what happened?
Yeah.
And it's too confusing. And that way, you can fish wherever you want. More people will probably fish if they don't have to go all over the place to try to figure it out. It's more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah. And if a true fisher person wants to, like, obviously not necessarily on a challenge soon, but if you want to get those achievements, like back in the day, I had to go and talk to, you know, Nat Pagel, go from here, go fish over here, go fish over there. If that's something that you want to do on your scout toon to test stuff out on your normal toon, well, you know, that's fine. You can do all of that. But on a challenge toon, like, just let me stand here and fish, get my points. If it takes a bit longer, fair be, but I just want to be able to, you know, make some progress on an overall instead of having to look at, well, you know, just for Shadowlands.
Yeah, like you almost need a spreadsheet right now to figure out where you can fish to get what section leveled up, and it's just make it all one number, please.
Yeah.
And side note, if you are fishing in Stormwind, don't sewer beast. Walk away. Be aware of the sewer beast. So he is still sewer around beast. For some people.
Yes.
So
still, I think it's still trying to find Chris.
I still haven't seen it.
Yes. Oh, why is that doing that again? Okay, delete. Sorry about that. Yeah, so just again, be very careful, especially Stormwind, because we do know it will leap out of the sewer and crunch unsuspecting toons. I've not personally seen it happen, but I know others have, and it does happen. So just be very, very careful when you're in Stormwind in particular. All right. On that note, I think we've covered everything. Any last things before we wrap up, ladies, that you want to mention?
Don't think so for me. What about Taco?
No, nothing for me.
No? Excellent. All right. Well, Taco's got lots of names to play with, which is good. So thank you, everyone, for your suggestions for her. That's awesome. I did have some. I forgot to write them down. That's my problem. And now I can't. I'll let you know when they pop back in my brain. But I did have some the other day that I was like in my sick delusion head of. I was like, oh, that's a good Taco name. And then, of course, I didn't write it down. So what? So hopefully you've got a few from the chat and from Nisi to keep you going. All right. Iron Elites. Let's do that. Nisi, if you want to go through the Iron Elites for me, please.
So we would like to thank our Iron Elites. You guys help support the channel, the challenges, everything on the whole, and we greatly appreciate you. So we could not really do this very well without you. So we would like to thank Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, me, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, and Zaya.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. We do appreciate that greatly. Also, to everyone here in the chat room, thank you for being here this week, giving some of your time to join us. We do appreciate that. Those listening on the podcast or wherever you're doing, thank you very much for your support as well. Big thank you to the wonderful bunch of mods that we have for our community. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Thank you guys for all the things that you do. It makes when I sleep through my alarm and I'm running late that things are done and I'm not necessarily scrambling, but also all the things. So I do appreciate you guys so much. Big thank you again to Zaya, because seriously, he is doing so much work behind the scenes with the coding of things and stuff. Between him, Rod, and that time for getting our state of the challenges moving again, for fixing the bits and pieces. Thank you, guys. Your blood is worth bottling, as they say, but you guys are doing an amazing job. So thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, July 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern. However, we are going to say a big thank you, Taco. Thanks for joining us today. It was really great to catch up with you. So if you'd like to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact, please.
Yeah, you can always reach me at Taco, hashtag number sign, depending what generation you are, 2594 on Discord. Or you can email me at cubs4341@gmail.com. Yes, I'm a Cub fan and I willingly admit it. I don't really use Instagram or Twitter or YouTube, but I do have Twitch. I do stream, and that name is Fiesta Taco 1983.
Nice. Excellent. I just got what you said in the chat room. I was like, why are we talking about my ex-mother-in-law? And then I realized, I was like, well played, Taco. Well played. Like it. All right. Nisi, please tell us where we can find you or get in contact with you as well.
All right. You can find me on Discord as Nisi4863 is the number identifier on that one. You can email me at nisibgn@gmail.com. Just please put that it is challenge related in the subject line or else I'm going to delete it. Instagram, Twitch, and
Twitter, and YouTube are all NisiBGN.
Nice. Speaking of emails, when they send you emails and there's hearts in the title and it's some spam crap, like, do they really think that putting hearts in the title is going to make me want to...
I don't know.
It's just like, and then 2 days later, oh, did you read what I've sent you? And it's like, it's just crap.
No.
No, I'm not. Because it's spam crap, I'm not interested. If I was interested, I'd reach out. But, you know, it's interesting, the spam crap that we get nowadays. Very interesting.
Oh, yes.
all right. Now, don't forget where you can find us over at wowchallenges.com. All the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels is all there. You can listen to us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio if you're keen. And if you want to send in any questions, jokes, puns, if you want to do some testing with Alpha Beta, if you get into those, then please send me an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. Where you can find me, I am... Places. pretty much Leeta, L-E-E-T-A, or Leeta Wow, is the things. There's a whole... You can find me. So get in contact if you need to talk to me, for sure. All right. Lastly, just want to say a big thank you to Mr. Bryant 01 on our wonderful intro. We love that so much. So much. It's such a great intro. So if you want to find him, you can find him on Discord. Mr. Bryant 01. Sorry, excuse me. I'm out of coffee. Excellent. Well timed. Also, a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro, which you'll hear in a moment. Do appreciate all the help that we get from the wonderful people in our community. So thank you so much for that. All right, well, thanks, guys. Taco, again, good luck this week with your leveling. I hope everything goes really well. And we're pushing for you, that mage, to make max. But now you've got a whole heap of names you can try. So that will be fun. So thank you again for joining us and taking some time out to be with us this week. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It's nice being back.
It is. It's nice catching up with you. Nisi, thank you for helping me this week. I do appreciate that,
too. No problem.
I greatly appreciate it. But to everyone in chat room, thank you guys for hanging with us again. We do appreciate that. Everyone, please stay safe, whether you are in-game or out-of-game, and have a wonderful week. We will catch you next week. See you guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leeta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.